Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We took a little break for politics yesterday, and I'm so glad we are back. Liberty cannot take a break. We just cannot let up. You know, I wanted to believe that when we defeated Hillary Clinton, things were going to calm down. That maybe I didn't think any miracle was going to come from Donald Trump, but I thought maybe we can defund Planned Parenthood. We can defund and turn around this Obamacare mess, lower the taxes, bring jobs back. Maybe we could do some of that. I didn't think we'd necessarily go back to our Constitution as we should. But the D.C. occupiers, they're not going to allow it. They're going to fight it every step of the way. Draining the swamp is a filthy, dirty job, and it's not without great dangers. If you've ever watched a pond or a lake drained, you know that it's quite a job. The residue left behind is stink, muck, and death. Any fish left are flopping and gasping for breath. The muck left behind, its stench is so bad, must be dredged out. Clean it up so that it will once again have a solid floor, a foundation to fill and to bring life back into it. Well, the swamp in D.C. is thick with creatures. Many times a pond or a lake, if you're a fisherman, you'll know what I'm talking about. It will be overrun by one kind of fish or creature. A lot of times around this area, it's too many gar. The balance is out of whack, and usually those fish are now overpopulated. If there's any good ones, they're not big enough to keep. And they're usually the ones you don't want. It's not a good fishing hole. It's a dirty fishing hole. Remember me bringing up the statistics about D.C. now being the new boom town in the USA? Yet it produces absolutely nothing. It extracts. The swamp creatures, they take away. They do not give to anyone. Do you also remember about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, I told you about Mitch McConnell? So I'm not going to just pick on the Democrats, although I'm pretty upset with them. As a Republican leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell earns a salary of about $193,000. Now, you know, I think that's pretty good. You know, I'd go for $93,000. Right now, I'd go for $3,000 a year. Still, the Center for Responsive Politics ranks McConnell as the 10th richest senator. This was back, and I'm going to get to that. With a net worth of about between $9.2 million and $36.5 million. That's a big area, isn't it? McConnell's average wealth is $22.8 million, and he puts him well above the Senate average. And this came out in May of 2014. Well, here's a fun fact. Elizabeth Warren has a $15 million net worth on her salary of $174,000. Seems to me that swamp has a heck of an investment plan, don't you think? May I also remind you of Charlie Reese's article, The 545 versus the 300 Million. If the D.C. occupiers wanted to fix anything, it would be fixed. Their purpose is to get rich at your expense. The left has to create victims and pretend heroes such as Elizabeth Warren. The right claim to be with the working man, yet many stand with big corp America and ignore the middleman and woman. We are the forgotten people, yet we are the ones they desperately need to succeed. Immigration, trade, health care, national security. I was so angry last night listening to the interviews on Fox. Absolutely absurd. An illegal immigrant. This is the story. An illegal immigrant found guilty of identity theft, fraud, is being deported. But the problem is, it will separate her from her children who were born here in the United States. Well, look at this. If the woman was a natural-born U.S. citizen and committed these crimes, the family would still be separated because she'd be going to prison. Consequences. As an illegal being deported, I suppose they do have the choice of keeping the family together and all going to her country of origin. The logic and the victimhood that they create doesn't make sense, and it's not working for we the people. The left has got to constantly create victims so that they have a purpose to remain in the swamp, and the right's purpose, supposedly, is to protect us from the left. I'm dizzy and I'm disgusted, but I'm not giving up. I still believe that you, we the people, are the only ones who can put an end to this madness. We will not be their victims. We will be the victors. The left is attacking. And you know what? I do not see the so-called right in Congress fighting loud enough. They cower in their holes like the groundhog on February the 2nd. We need to make those phone calls and tell the left, the Socialist Democrat Party practicing at every turn obstruction of the President Donald Trump, to knock it off. You do see that it is you, the people who elected Donald Trump, who are the true ones under attack. It is personal. It was personal in the 1700s when our founding fathers went to a revolutionary war against the king, and it's personal now. King government, the creatures of the swamp, continue to dictate over you. All of them. Charlie Reese's article. 545 versus the 300 million. In that 545, he includes all the senators, all the representatives. He includes the president, the vice president, and he includes the Supreme Court. We could have defunded Planned Parenthood in 2012. We could have defunded Obamacare in 2012. They're now telling the president they can't do two jobs, not two tasks at once, because he's telling them to lower the taxes. He's telling them to clean up Obamacare. The President Trump and VP Pence have to move quickly with their agenda. The left is moving quickly with their attacks, and the right, trying to claim some kind of righteousness. Sit back and basically do nothing. We're going into a break. I took a break yesterday and I wasn't comfortable with it, and I am back. I am angry. I am disgusted, but I am determined that this nation, at least Beth Ann's not going to go down without screaming for my liberty. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we the people, we will stand, and we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I want to finish up my monologue. It got kind of long. I am kind of heated up. I don't know if you've noticed it or not. I was marching around the house last evening a little bit, and my husband's looking at the blueprints. He's back to work, by the way. He's been laid off since Christmas. He's back to work, and he was looking at the blueprints for the job he's getting ready to start. And I'm ranting and raving about this deportation thing, the stupidity of it. And I stomp my foot. I say, am I the only one around here with any common sense? He goes, yes, dear, yes, dear. All right. President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence have to move quickly. They have to move quickly. The leaks against Flynn, Russia, North Korea, ISIS, taxes, Obamacare, the border, the wall, jobs, our economy. Do you wonder how we got into this mess? We need to wake up and watch. You need to take action. You need to stop supporting the advertisers of these networks and the publications of those attacking your president. And I don't care if you voted for him or not. He's your president. This is an attack on the United States governing. There's false accusations. There's fake news. It's just out and out lies. So while we have serious business at hand, we're dealing with Elizabeth Warren trying to act like she's some feminist martyr. And Hillary, she's sobered up now and she's come out and she's fighting. She'll lose again. the Democrat socialists not allowing Trump a cabinet, picking apart a legal executive order, putting you, your families, your neighbors at risk. Draining the swamp is a filthy, ugly, dirty job. And it does bring the stench as corruption is revealed and death. The swamp creatures in D.C., they're scared. We the people need to keep the fear in them. But we need to let them know they are no longer in charge. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and ensure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Constitution is for us to hold the elected, the King D.C. occupiers at bay. We've trusted the untrustworthy, and we have a long road to go to bring America home. We have C.W. on the line from Missouri. C.W., how are you today? Are you as upset as I am?
I'm okay, but I'm disgusted with what's going on with the country. I sure do appreciate what you're doing. You and a few others like Sean Hayes and some others are all we got between us and losing our liberty. I listen to you guys, and I turn on the NBC News, and I think I'm listening to a completely different country. To what you guys only want to tell them the truth, the rest of them are lying about what they're saying. And what disgusts me is that I've been making phone calls. I called Claire McCaskill, and a whole bunch of other people called Claire McCaskill, and we told her to confirm the Trump's cabinet members, and she'd vote against every one of them. And I've told my talking to my brother about that the other day, and he said, she's not worried about you guys. She's got enough idiots that's going to vote for her. She thinks she'll get back in. He said the union leaders will vote for her. The abortionists will vote for her. The gay rights people will vote for her. The people that always vote Democrat will vote for her. And she thinks she'll get back in anyway, so she ain't paying any attention.
But you know, that's not 100% going to be true.
I hope you're right.
Unless they completely stop Donald Trump and his administration, he's going to get some things accomplished. And people are going to see the unions were not 100% behind Hillary this time. What was I going to say? When jobs start getting in here, the unions are going to start perking up a little bit. Right now, they're hurting. And, you know, the people that vote for Claire McCaskill, I haven't figured that one out yet. She's about as dishonest as they come.
She sure is.
And she always votes against the state of Missouri. Almost always.
Mm-hmm.
It just amazes me. It goes back to that saying that when we go to the election polls, when we listen to these campaigns, speeches, you know, it's like the battered wife. We go back and we believe that they're not lying this time, that they mean it, that they're going to stand for us. They're not. They're not going to stand for us. And, you know, I've been tempted so much to start tweeting out to all these D.C. occupiers. Do you remember Tar and Feather? Do you have any idea what Tar and Feather means?
Yeah, really.
When they tarred and feathered the people and ran them out of town?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they remember that?
I doubt it. I tell you what, I don't know why we bother to elect a president anymore. Every time he tries to do something, some judge shuts him down.
Mm-hmm.
I think we just well appoint a judge to run the country. If I had been Trump, when that first judge out in Washington gave a decision, I would have defied the order. I'd say the only judges I'm taking any orders from the Supreme Court. And I think he had the law on his side.
Well, he has the law on his side in the first place.
Yes, he has.
It's just amazing to me. I mean, It's disgusting is what it is. I keep saying amazing.
Trump is going to have to stand strong. I wish he hadn't even fired Mike Flynn. I wish he'd have stuck with him because he didn't do anything wrong.
No, he didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, they're not even saying that. It says, why doesn't the headline say, officials say no evidence of corruption between Trump campaign and Russia?
And we're going right down the road right now the way it was with Nixon. What did he know and when did he know it? And just sounds just like it was when Nixon was president. When Hillary or Obama or Clinton's president, the news media never mentions nothing they do. But as soon as a Republican gets elected, they just try to find something that they can get rid of him on.
Flynn didn't do anything wrong except he was not honest to Vice President Pence. And they have got to have a core group. They've got to be able to trust one another. They've got to be honest with one another. They're going to have enough attacks coming from every direction, even the Republicans. I mean, look at McCain and Lindsey Graham and some of these. You know, I'm not in complete control. I don't trust Paul Ryan just yet either, nor Mitch McConnell.
Well, I'll tell you what. The reason why McCain and Graham is talking is because the only way you get on TV anymore is to criticize Trump.
They're wanting for that attention, aren't they?
That's all it is. And if you got something good to say about Trump, you can't get on. But if you're ready to criticize him, they'll put you right on.
Well, what they have done with this Flynn situation is they're focusing on Flynn instead of the leaking. The leaking of this information is serious business, and those people committed a crime against the United States of America. Look what's going on. If you were the Russians, wouldn't you be up? You know, they know we're spying on them. They're spying on us. It's what everybody does, apparently.
Everybody spies on everybody.
But we've made it worldly knowledge that we're watching them, and we caught one of ours talking to them, and so here they are. You know, they've drawn a line in the sand. Now what are we going to do about it? They're just taunting us, and I really don't blame them. These people that are doing the leaking of this information, they are putting the United States in extreme jeopardy.
Yeah, exactly, and the reason why they're doing it is because there are people that's loyal to Obama. A lot of the people in that State Department and in the CIA are people that was put in by the Democrats, and they're out to get Trump.
Well, and Obama's there with them.
And Obama's organizing the thing right now.
He is.
He's organizing a plan to do everything against the president. No other president has ever done that. When they got out of office, they got out. But Obama's not ready to quit.
Well, because he's not a gentleman. And he's not.
And the American people better wake up and see what's going on, because our liberty is at stake now.
And we cannot be silent any longer. We're going into break. Thank you, CW.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. I want to talk about this a little bit more because I want to call you to action. Without you, liberty's gone. We're the only thing holding it together. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm kind of on a rant and a rave today. I just really got upset last night. I do most evenings when I watch it, but last night the stupidity, the attacks, they will not stop. We can't get anything done. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Ray from Illinois. Ray, I hear you've got a quote for me from Thomas Jefferson.
Yes, ma'am, I do. It says, the people of every country are the only guardians of their own rights and are the only instruments which can be used for its destruction. It is an axiom in my mind that our liberty can never be safe but in the hands of the people themselves. That too, of the people with a certain degree of instruction.
Isn't that awesome? And isn't that a call to action for all of us?
You bet it is.
We have sat back so long and allowed these D.C. occupiers and our state occupiers to run over us.
Yeah, and run Rothschild. That's what they've done.
They have run right over us, and it's we have to stand up because we're the only hope there is. I was thinking last night, and I want to start sending resumes for the show out to other networks. And when I talk about networks, I'm talking about other news networks like Newsmax and Breitbart and WorldNet Daily and Radio America. So if anybody listens to any of those, you need to let them know that I'm here and I'm willing to be a host on their network, because when I see these educated journalists, these people that have gone to college for this, I am just simply a woman, a mother, a wife, a small-town rural America gal that sees what's happening. I don't have any high education. I don't think you need it to see that your liberty is slipping away. And, you know, I see what's going on in our universities. I see what's going on in our colleges and how this is affecting the young people of this nation, how they're being brainwashed and taught one thing over another. Not allowed to make a choice.
You bet. There's another one, Beth Ann, that I listen to. I don't know if you know of him, Alex Jones.
Yes, I know. That's GCN. Yes.
Yes. Well, I tell you what, he's spot on everything.
But he gives no solution.
For some time.
He gives no solution.
Well, no, he doesn't give a solution, but he's at least trying to tell people what's going on.
Right.
That's what I do like about him.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call, Ray. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. I hope you're making those phone calls and such, too, because we've got to keep it up. We've got to stay in constant contact with those elected officials because they go to the state or they go to the D.C. and they don't think about you again. Not until Election Day. Not until Election Day. Well, Elizabeth Warren believes that she is a martyr. Immediately when she was shot down over her remarks, over the Rule 19, she was shot down. I want to share this with you a little bit. It's Section 2 of Rule 19. It's a century-old prohibition on senators from attributing conduct or motives unworthy or unbecoming of another senator. They're not allowed to get up and name-call and do all kinds of filthy things against another senator. Now, she has been a sitting senator with Senator Sessions for many years. And she gets up and decides to read this letter from Mrs. King, which has already been proven, well, the family, the King family, was not happy about her doing it in the first place. But this was back in the day when Sessions was accused of racism and was found not guilty of it. Everything were, those at that time, were false accusations, and I'm sure that Mrs. King figured that out as well. Ignoring that part of it, Senator Warren was going to read this letter, and she was accusing and making all kinds of derogatory remarks at Senator Sessions and how he was unfit and unworthy to hold an office in the United States. The problem here is that she's not what she pretends to be. She is worth millions of dollars and acts like she's some poor little woman. And I don't hold it against her that she's rich, but she sure held it against DeVos for being a wealthy woman. What I do hold against her is her hypocrisy. What I do hold against her is that she doesn't love the Constitution of the United States and liberty. She wants socialism, and she will make no bones about it. She's not a martyr. The feminists of today, they want you to believe that they're victims. This woman's a senator worth $15 million on $160,000, what was the word number there, $1,000 a year job. 193, 60, I don't remember what it was. And she's worth $15 million. How do you think she's getting that money? She's occupying offices and she's cutting deals. Just like Mitch McConnell. Just like many, many others. And that's why they are so desperate not to lose their swamp. The problem here, it says in this article that I have, in case anyone hasn't noticed yet, Elizabeth Warren's feminist hero, courageous victim narrative is completely misplaced. The Senate rules are gender neutral, explicitly so. Warren knowingly violated them, either because she just doesn't care or because she just doesn't know the difference between what's allowed at a rally and what's allowed on the Senate floor. I think she thought she could get away with it because she was female. That's me adding that to the article. Raising Warnup as a hero. Now, this is written by a woman herself. Raising her up as a hero of feminism because she knowingly broke a gender-neutral Senate rule not only belittles the actual achievements of feminist heroes like Alice Paul, Sojourner Truth, Shirley Chisholm, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Susan B. Anthony. It relegates women again to the status of victims, which they are most certainly not. There are women today holding high political offices. There are governors. There are women heads, CEOs, heads of companies. You could do anything. Is there prejudice? Are there people who are sexist? Yeah, you're not going to get rid of prejudice. You're not going to get rid of those. But we are not victims. We are not victims. And she should not be lifted up. She is not a hero. She has no clue how the rest of us women live and survive. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. And the feminists of today, they're not heroes. They're not victims. Warren is a bully. She's mean-spirited, mean-mouthed, and a bully. And so is Hillary Clinton. And she's jumping on the bandwagon now once again to scream and cry and carry on about how horrible Donald Trump is. Well, these feminists, they think nothing of bullying Kellyanne Conway. She did nothing wrong when she defended Donald Trump's daughter. It's just another attack from the left that will not stop, and we the people need to put an end to it. Stop listening to those networks. Stop supporting their advertisers. Start putting your money, putting your time, putting your effort into securing liberty. You are the only solution. You are the only one who can save this nation. Donald Trump, Mike Pence, they're taking some heavy hits for you. It's time we stood in front of them and took a few of those ourselves and punched back. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each week Tuesday morning, visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I was going to bring another talk a little bit more about what's been going on, but we have Mike from Missouri. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Well, you know, basically, I called about a couple of things. First of all, you mentioned Mr. McCain, our senator, and being a war hero.
I didn't say he was.
Well, I don't. That's what I'm getting to.
Okay.
I heard him make a speech one time about how he was in the evenings. He was teaching the camp commander at the prison he was in how to speak English. Well, that violates military law. That's not your name, rank, and serial number. So he ain't such a nice fellow, anyhow.
Well, I'm not going to get into his war status as a prisoner of war or anything, but he has not been a hero in the Senate, and I don't know why Arizona keeps reelecting him, because he went against the governor at protecting those borders.
And I also want to talk about, you know, sanctuary cities.
Yes,
and, you know, when the mayor, like if a criminal comes to my house, and he's a murderer, say, and I hide him, okay?
You're in trouble.
I'm going to be arrested for aiding and abetting a criminal, and I'm going right to jail. So if a mayor of a city or the governor of a state comes out and makes that statement on the television and the radio that they're going to protect thousands of murderers and rapists, why don't they handcuff them, put them in jail? They can bail out, but they can't go back to their job till after the trial, and then use their own words right off the TV and the radio to have the jury convict them.
You know, to you and I, it's so simple and it's common sense. Just like them claiming that we shouldn't deport this woman because she has children here in the U.S. when she's committed fraud and identity theft. If she was a citizen of the United States and she committed fraud and identity theft, she'd be in prison and the family would still be separated.
Well, there's where we're bumping into things. Look at Hillary. you know, Donald said, you know, the chant was lock her up. For some reason, he didn't pursue Hillary, and now Hillary's pursuing him. Had he kept his pledge right there and went after Hillary, Hillary'd have better things to do than bother Donald Trump.
Yep, I think we could go back to the book of Queen Esther, and we can learn exactly how that takes place. And yes, he needs to go after Hillary.
Well, I heard Jerry Brown says that California wants to secede from the United States. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not, but that's what I heard. Now, when you start talking secession, the last time that happened was in 1860. And, you know, before you get a whole bunch of rogue states, maybe it'd be a good idea sending federal troops into one state.
I don't believe I'm going to fight to keep California.
Well, you know, they say it's going to fall in the ocean.
Yeah, well, I don't know that I believe that either. I'll tell you what, that's all rhetoric. He's not going to do that because they need the federal money too bad. Things are going to back up on that. They're just flapping their jaws to hear themselves say something.
He's
a phony baloney. When we were bringing in the refugees from Vietnam, he was against it tooth and toenail, spoke out against it 100%, and now he's okay with this.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Vietnamese refugees was not a threat to our society.
They were not terrorists.
Absolutely. You know, the Muslims, you know, with that Koran, don't believe in our laws. They believe in other laws. And they don't believe in our God. They believe in another God. And when you cut off heads and crucify people, you cease to be a religion. You have become an occult.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I agree. We've got to be careful, and we need to vet. And, you know, I'm put out with all their hypocrisy. I don't know how else to put it. I'm put out with their hypocrisy and the fact that what they're doing is creating a national security issue. They have allowed in Congress, not giving, it's been since George Washington. I've got an article here that says he had a cabinet slower than Trump, and that's the only time. They are sitting there going after every one of these, including the Supreme Court judge that all of them voted for before. So if all of those who voted for him before, when he was a federal judge in a state, and now they think he's inadequate and not good enough, they need to explain themselves. I think they're the ones that need to be on trial.
Well, I'm with you. If Mr. Trump is on defense and stays on defense,
he can't get anything
done.
You
can't win a game on defense if you never get the ball.
He's going to have to go to offense, and I've got a feeling they're going to turn it around real quick here in the next couple of weeks.
Well, I'll be praying for him, and I hope you will, too.
I will be. Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate it. We've absolutely got to quit being on defense. I've been in that situation before. You're constantly being backed into a corner, trapped. It's time to start pushing back. These D.C. occupiers, whether it's the liberal progressive socialists, the Democrat Party, or the rhino globalists, the D.C. occupiers, it's up to we, the people, to push back. They are the bullies. Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat Party, pushing and bullying Kellyanne Conway, Ivanka Trump, going after Donald Trump's grandchildren now? No, it's not free game. But there's only one group of people that can truly put an end to it. They need you. The networks need your money. They need your time. They need you watching them. Stop watching them. Stop listening to them. Stop buying the publications that are putting in the propaganda and the fake, false news, the lies. You can see that forest if you stop looking at that tree. Elizabeth Warren's not the tree to look at. The forest, the D.C. occupiers, it's time to drain the swamp and clear out the muck. The stench in D.C. is rank to high heaven. We the people, we're the ones who formed the Union. We're the ones who put together the Constitution. We're the ones that it stands for. It is a contract between us and those elected officials. And when you've got federal judges in the Supreme Court saying it's an old document, we need to redo it, you need to get rid of them. I don't believe Supreme Court was supposed to be a lifetime situation. We need to impeach some Supreme Court people. And we need to clear the swamp. Drain it. I think it was thicker than Donald Trump thought it was. He's just a man. And I think he's got a group of people behind him. I think they're trying to do the right thing. Will they always get it done? No. But you and I have got to stand for them. They are under attack. And it's not just them. It's us. And it's up to us to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.